Good evening. The Christian Science Society of Fayetteville welcomes you, both in the congregation and those who are participating remotely, to this Wednesday evening testimony meeting. Our leader established these weekly meetings to fulfill the scripture found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Let's begin our evening service by singing hymn number 345. I'll read the first verse. Thou living light of Pentecostal glory, lo, wide we fling the sunless prison doors. Thy cleansing fire repeats its ancient story, to purge and hallow us the splendor pours. Hymn number 245. I will read from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. Mark. John did baptize in the wilderness and preach the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, and preach, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Matthew. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, And she arose and ministered unto them. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. First Corinthians. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass that while Acapulus was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were ye baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. John. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and in Pontus, and Asia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all with witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord God shall call. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Jude. Beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Romans. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I will also read companion citations from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy. Definition of Holy Ghost. Divine Science, the development of eternal life, truth, and love. Jesus said, "These signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Who believes him? He was addressing his disciples, yet he did not say, "These signs shall follow you," but them that believe in all time to come. At another time, Jesus prayed, not for the 12 only, but for as many as should believe through their word. The magnitude of Jesus' work, his material disappearance before their eyes, and his reappearance, all enabled the disciples to understand what Jesus had said. Therefore, they had only believed. Now they understood. The advent of this understanding is what is meant by the descent of the Holy Ghost, that influx of divine science which so illuminated the Pentecostal day and is now repeating its ancient history. The final demonstration of truth which Jesus taught and for which he was crucified opened a new era for the world. Those who slew him to stay his influence perpetuated and extended it. Our Master fully and finally demonstrated divine science in his victory over death and the grave. Jesus' deed was for the enlightenment of men and for the salvation of the whole world from sin, sickness, and death. In his final demonstration called the Ascension, which closed the earthly record of Jesus, he rose above the physical knowledge of his disciples, and the material senses saw him no more. His students then received the Holy Ghost. By this is meant that by all they had witnessed and suffered, they were roused to an enlarged understanding of divine science, even to the spiritual interpretation and discernment of Jesus' teachings and demonstrations, which gave them a faint conception of the life which is God. They no longer measured man by material sense. After gaining the true idea of their glorified Master, they became better healers, leaning no longer on matter, but on the divine principle of their work. The influx of light was sudden. It was sometimes an overwhelming power, as on the day of Pentecost. His consummate example was for the salvation of us all, but only through doing the works which he did and taught others to do. His purpose in healing was not alone to restore health, but to demonstrate his divine principle. He was inspired by God, by truth and love, in all that he did and said. Truth's immortal idea is sweeping down the centuries, gathering beneath its wings the sick and sinning. The time for the reappearing of the divine healing is throughout all time, and whosoever layeth his earthly all on the altar of divine science drinketh of Christ's cup now and is endued with the spirit and power of Christian healing. Jesus demonstrated the power of Christian science to heal mortal minds and bodies. But this power was lost sight of and must again be spiritually discerned, taught, and demonstrated according to Christ's command, with signs following. Its science must be apprehended by as many as believe on Christ and spiritually understand truth. Through spiritual sense only, man comprehends and loves deity. Spirit, God, gathers unformed thoughts into their proper channels and unfolds these thoughts even as he opens the petals of a holy purpose in order that that purpose may appear. Knowing the science of creation, in which all is mind and its ideas, Jesus rebuked the material thought of his fellow countrymen. Ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times? How much more should we seek to apprehend the spiritual ideas of God than to dwell on the objects of sense? To discern the rhythm of spirit and to be holy, thought must be purely spiritual. Truth and love enlighten the understanding, in whose light we shall see light, and this illumination is reflected spiritually by all who walk in the light and turn away from a false material sense. The changing glow and full effulgence of God's infinite ideas, images, mark the periods of progress. Advancing spiritual steps in the teeming universe of mind lead on to spiritual spheres and exalted beings. To material sense, this divine universe is dim and distant, gray in the somber humes of twilight. But anon the veil is lifted and the scene shifts into light. As a material, theoretical life basis is found to be a misapprehension of existence, the spiritual and divine principle of man dawns upon human thought and leads it to where the young child was, even to the birth of a new old idea, to the spiritual sense of being and of what God includes. Thus the whole earth will be transformed by truth on its pinions of light, chasing away the darkness of error. Let's have a moment of silent prayer and then pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Let's sing hymn number 229. I'll read the first verse. O love divine, whose constant beam shines on the eyes that will not see, and waits to bless us while we dream, nor leavest us though we turn from thee, nor bounds, nor clime, nor creed thou knowest, wide as our need thy favors fall. The white wings of the Holy Ghost stoop unseen o'er the heads of all. Hymn number 229.
Thank you.
Again, welcome to this healing service. These Wednesday evening testimony meetings are open to all and convene at 7 p.m. Sunday morning services begin at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. We also have a children's room, and this church also maintains a Christian Science reading room at the back of the auditorium, which is open before and after every service. We also have a separate room for quiet prayer, study, and research. For more updates and information on Christian Science and our church, please visit our website at practicalprayer.org. A loving invitation is extended to all to attend our church services, to bring your children to visit our church services, and to visit and use our reading room. An audio recording of this service will be available on our website, practicalprayer.org.